This is Susie Thorpe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I have in the studio right now my first guest, which is Alex Rouget from the My Little Festival. Didn't have that. Good morning.
Morning.
Very nice to have you here. It is that time of year where we all need to be outside. We've spent so much time inside in the winter. It's outside, isn't it?
It's outside time. Although I have been checking the weather like a lunatic every 25 minutes this week. But it's looking good for Saturday, so I'm very excited.
Well, let's just find out, first of all, you've got lots of events coming up. But just explain to me, what is My Little Festival? What is it about?
My Little Festival, we set up, I think, 3 years ago now, me and my friend Vicky Fenton. We had both been involved in events on and off for our careers, and we just decided there was a gap in the market for something a little bit different in Cambridge. And, you know, Cambridge is a great place to live, but I had lived in London before, and Vicky spent a lot of time in London and going to different festivals and events, and we felt like there was definitely room for something else to organise some great outdoor events, but also other quirky, unique indoor events as well.
Oh, that's interesting. So, because as you say, you saw lots for festivals. They are very big at the moment and they're just growing and growing. But you want to offer something different. So what is different about My Little Festival?
Well, it is little. We don't want to get massive. The whole thing is it's a boutique style festival and it's all about attention to detail. You know, the thing I think that really makes wonderful events is, I don't know, you stumble through the trees and there's something, you know, somebody's written messages on the tree, or there's little bottles hanging, or there's, you know, those little magical moments is what we love, as well as a high quality customer experience. So we want things that are quirky, different, a fantastic, you know, sort of day that we would love, and put it all together to create an amazing event. And also things we've looked at, you know, what's out there in the market, we've seen things that are happening in London and around the country, and we've tried to bring together the best of all of those.
And as you say, the emphasis is on My Little Festival, which is quite nice actually, isn't it? Because you can get quite overwhelmed, as you said, by bigger places.
I mean, Latitude I've been to on and off in the last 10 years with my kids, and we went last year and I was completely overwhelmed. I felt like as much as that obviously it's a great event, for me, it felt too big. There was no particular theme, or you know, there was so much going on. You just you'd rather just almost just sit in a field with a glass of wine and watch it go by because you didn't know where to go or what to do. So yeah. I like it to feel manageable for people. I like them to think, okay, there's these, you know, eight things that I want to do. I want to see that band, and I want to go to the literary tent, or I want to go and sit and have some prosecco over there, and just relax and enjoy the day without it being completely exhausting and overwhelming.
That sounds a really lovely thing. Now, you've got an event coming up this weekend. Do you want to tell us about that one?
Yes. So this is our family festival, the Wildwood Rumpus. The first one happened last year. It's around about 1,000 people up in the woodland near to Linton. There are still tickets available. And it is just the most wonderful thing. We had some lovely comments last year saying it was the perfect size kids festival, enchanting, please do it again. It was just the most wonderful event to be a part of. And we had these amazing, we had a bubble disco, which suddenly there was...
What is
these,
a bubble disco?
A bubble disco is this amazing thing where there's a person with a bubble net and lots of bubbles, and then there's music in the background, and there's thousands of children just partying and trying to pop the bubbles. It was like the Pied Piper as soon as this bubble person appeared, I have to say. It was really amazing. And then we've got great local music. We've got the Brass Funkies, the eight-piece London band, brass band who do all the pop hits as well, and they've played Glasgow, so we're very excited to have them here. And we've got a samba band, we've got DJs, we've got a literary programme, craft, eco stuff. It's all about getting kids outside, away from their screens, and spending a day in the woods going a bit crazy.
And you were talking about the Big Tree Climbing Company. You're working with them. But I get the impression that you're working with a lot of people, so you're able to tap into companies and areas that a lot of people want to even get into, so you can do all that work.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, we couldn't, there's only three of us in the team, work with amazing women, Vicky Fenton and Natalie Lafay, and they, between the three of us, we're doing pretty much everything, but obviously we can't do it all when it comes to the actual festival. So what we've done is we've employed these amazing experts who work at the big festivals. So if you are wanting your festival experience, but you can't afford or have the time to go to places like Glastonbury or Latitude, then actually on your doorstep, we've got people like the Wildlings Craft School that work at all the big festivals. We've got the Fairyland Trust. We've got the Big Tree Climbing Company. People who are experts at providing these amazing festival experiences. So it's really exciting. And what happens in the next 2 days is these people will start to come up and set up in the empty woods, and suddenly it transforms from this woodland glade where you're thinking, how is this going to be a festival, to this fantastic, amazing event. So we couldn't do it without these people.
I suppose, Alex, the question I ask you, are you a bit of a party animal? Do you like parties? You obviously like networking. You love socialising. Otherwise, I don't think you could do
it,
could you?
Yeah, I definitely do like a party, and I definitely do. I mean, I'm feeling a bit exhausted today, I think, because yes, I do like a party. No, I'm quite well known for liking my parties, but I've run the early nightclub for 10 years now, so, I'm always up for... If it doesn't exist in terms of an event, then I will... make it happen. Yeah, because I just like getting people together. I like the creativity of bringing people together and getting people's energy and all creating a positive feeling, basically.
And on your website here, this is clearly a beautiful website, My Little Festival. You've got everything here, the events that you do, what you've done. You have a blog as well. And does that sort of describe the events that you've actually sort of organised as well?
Yes, I'm embarrassed to think that we haven't probably updated it for a while, but basically, yeah, we do a real combination of public events where you can buy tickets and come to our events, and then we also do private parties as well. So that's what our website explains, but we've Vicky does a lot of events on her own, and one of hers is the Wildwood Disco, which is happening at June 22nd, which is this amazing, in the same location, but it's a DJ event. So last year she had Groove Amar to come flying from Ibiza. She's got DJs flying from all over the world coming to the woods right near Cambridge. She's got Faithless playing as well. So yeah, it's really amazing how much it's grown and how much of a hunger there is for this kind of thing.
You're right, there is a hunger for it, but as you say, smaller ones are more as interesting as the bigger ones. But what do you think that makes a great event? Everybody's very individual, aren't they, and what they want. You've got corporate, client, and as I said, individual. But what makes it pleasing for you?
I mean, it's a real combination of the organisation. So making sure that before the event you've got everything covered and that it's going to run smoothly so that you can feel confident, working with great people, attention to detail, but then, you know, just those magic touches, the detail, fantastic music, great drinks, great food. We've got amazing street food, for example. You know, if they all play together, and obviously the weather, fingers crossed as well, really helps, then people come away with the sort of day that they will remember for the rest of their lives. And that's amazing to be able to give people.
But when you say weather, I mean, we've been so used to the weather all our lives. I'm sure, as the British do, we just get on with
it,
don't we?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. You know, people will still have a good time, even if it's not as sunny as it could be. And it's also in a woodland, so it's not as exposed as some of those other festivals. Mm. And yeah, I've been to Latitude when it's been absolutely pouring down and you just find yourself a little tent and go and see some amazing entertainment. So
have you been to Glastonbury before?
I have, many, many years ago. In one of the worst mud fest.
Oh no!
I was. It was very, very muddy. I haven't been back, I have to say.
To this day, I do not know what the appeal is when you go. I mean, it's great to go to the festival, but when it rains and you're in mud, no thank you. Even though I was 20, no way.
No, and also Glastonbury, because the site is so huge, you are just walking about in your wellies in the mud. That's all you seem to be doing. I don't really remember seeing many bands. I just remember walking in mud.
And do you find that you're getting more and more environmentally thinking about the local environment and how you have to sort of, because in the paper they were saying how much trash and rubbish is left after all these festivals. Is that something that you are taking very seriously?
Very much so. We're really committed to being a completely eco-friendly festival as much as we can. There are some things you can't completely eliminate, but we're, for example, looking at reusable cups. We have litter pickers there all day throughout. So we're not just relying on you to put your litter. But, you know, obviously we also ask our attendees to be responsible as well and, you know, take stuff away. We're not allowed glass on the site. It's a woodland most of the year and we want to protect that.
So just remind us again about this event happening this Saturday and where we can get tickets.
So you can get tickets from thewildwoodrumpus.com, and it's on June the 8th, this Saturday. It runs from 11am till 10pm, so it's a fantastic day. There is camping as well, if you so wish. You can buy tickets at mylittlefestival.com or at thewildwoodrumpus.com.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Alex Ruscio from My Little Festival. Great events coming up, especially this Saturday. Have a look at the website. It's a really lovely website, very easy to navigate around.